Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. Oh my goodness, Dr. Bhakti, who is a world-renowned doctor. He is fantastic. And he says multiple vaccine jabs cause a dangerous blood situation that has never been seen before, not by science. He can't say for sure what's going to happen, but he explains it all. Folks, at first, though, there was good news from Dr. Bhakti. He gives good news, but in the good news that he gives, and he goes into a huge explanation, then he gets to the dangerous situation. But you need to hear the good news before you hear the bad news, because the bad news makes sense because of the good news. Technically, what he, and I'm going to give it to you as much as I can, and I got to get to it as much as I can, but I got to skip some stuff in his video, so I'll try to explain real quick. He explains the immune system, and he's going to explain to you that the good news is that basically herd immunity has occurred for COVID-19, and you don't technically have to be afraid of it. That's the good news. But because of the herd immunity, because of this, having the multiple jabs plays a different factor. But you have to understand how the immune system works to understand why he's right on this. And he's 100% right, I can tell. This is the stuff we've been worried about. It has to do with the spike proteins. It has to do with the blood cells. Right at the beginning when we talked about the mRNA technology and how the vaccine is not technically a vaccine. It's manipulating your genes. It's manipulating your immune system. It's basically manipulating your blood cells, as we're going to find out. But first, be patient. Because I know people want to get to the bad news right away, but it really is important to pay attention to the good news. He explains immune system. I have to skip some stuff, and I'll fill in some holes if I feel like I need to. So we'll just take it up where he's talking about the immune system, having in this part where he's explaining the immune system, and he does a really good job. The Air Force and the Navy is basically what your immune system has when he's talking here. Well, take a listen.
So we have actually two major arms of the immune system. One are the lymphocytes that are directed against viruses and virus-infected cells, and the others are leukocytes that are directed against bacteria. It's like the Navy and the Air Force. Air Force, Navy. And both are really deadly. They take care of all the viruses that you are confronted with and all the bacteria normally. So the question is now, is our immune system really blind to the new, so-called new SARS-CoV-2 virus question? Now, this can be answered very simply. And that for that, what one has to do is one has to inject this virus or the virus gene into the body and see how long the immune system takes to make the antibodies against this gene. And this was done by three independent American research groups in the last weeks and published. So everyone can go and have a look at these papers, and everyone should look at the papers because two questions arise. First, was the antibody response fast or slow? This would be fast and this would be slow. 30 days, 10 days, or 5 days even. And if it were fast, did the antibodies carry the correct label, IgG, IgA, or the wrong label? So what do you think? I'm going to ask you. The Americans measured in the blood the appearance of the antibodies.
Let me pause it there, because maybe I need to explain a little bit that I skipped. He's talking about the response of the immune system. He's saying your immune system has different types of response, and they can see what kind of a response, meaning if it's the first time it's ever seen this virus, it has a certain response, and he has it labeled the type. I forget exactly what it's called, but he has it up on his board, the type of response. If your immune system has seen a virus just like this virus and already has the immune system antibodies ready to go, then this type of antibody comes out and gets it. And that's what he's talking about. So he's saying you would expect the long route for the antibodies, 30 days at least, for your body to produce the antibodies, because it's the first time it's ever encountering COVID-19. But actually, when they checked it out, people's bodies were producing the antibodies in the very short route. That's what he's talking about here. I hope I explained it as good as I could. I try to simplify things as much as possible. Watch.
Every day, the people who are telling you that you should get vaccinated are going to say, of course, they were IgM antibodies because this was blind to them. But the fact is the opposite. All groups found out that everyone who had been vaccinated responded with IgG and IgA antibodies within days after the vaccination, which is absolute proof that it is a recall response to something that the immune system has recognized. You may ask me, how can this be? The answer is very simple. Look, this is the hand, the grasping hand of the virus. This is the spike. And the spike is there to grasp the handle of the door to your cell to get in. The antibody comes and forces itself into the jaw like the crocodile. The mouth is open. It stops the crocodile from closing its mouth. Of course, this is not completely correct, but it will do as a picture for you, all right? Now, this key that enters into the mouth, of course, is not a perfect fit, so you could change a finger or two and it will still go in. And this is the difference between coronaviruses and influenza virus. Influenza are flu viruses, the real flu. All right, which has really caused pandemics, because flu viruses can completely change the whole hand so that the hand looks like this suddenly. Okay? And then your antibodies don't fit into that. But this is something that the coronaviruses can never do. They can't. And so they can only change the shape of the fingers. And that's not enough to fool the immune system. It's that simple.
Hold on. We got to pause it there. This would make sense if this was a laboratory release coronavirus for an objective, because then you would know that the people who are releasing it, who already know this, know, well, my immune system can handle this. Meaning if China, Wuhan, the Wuhan lab released this virus on purpose, let's say they did it on purpose, which is what you should assume, but if they did, they would have already known it's going to act like most any other coronavirus, and they don't have to be afraid of dying from their own, if it's a biological warfare weapon, this is what you'd want to do, because you don't want to die from it yourself, right? So you would know you can panic the world, but technically it's not really going to do much more than give you a cold or maybe some flu-like symptoms. But for the most part, if you're already healthy, understand the people who died of COVID-19, most of those people, the vast majority, had pre-existing conditions, meaning any sickness that they came in contact, they were on the verge of having difficulty of living through any sickness that hit them. You have to understand that. So that's why kids weren't really even affected by COVID-19, because their immune systems are so well ready to hit it. Like he's saying, kids' immune systems saw it and was like, eh, this is nothing. That's key. That's why they wouldn't release a flu virus that he's talking about that can completely mutate. Because if the Wuhan lab released a flu virus that can completely change and your antibodies miss, guess what? The people who actually release it, if they're doing it as a biological warfare, it would come back on them too. You couldn't control it. You'd have no ability to control. But if you're looking for something in the future, this is where it gets scary, because this could be a tool in the future through the vaccines as a biological weapon, sadly. But it's important you to see this and know this a little bit more about how he says this is good news. Because basically, he's proving COVID-19 and the media are scaremongering you. You shouldn't be afraid of it. And technically, if this is happening, then most people already should have some sort of herd immunity or some sort of immunity where your immune system can defeat this on its own. That's basically what he's saying. Watch.
And this applies to all the variants. So forget it if someone tells you that you are not immune against the variants. The fact is, of course, that the immune system doesn't splurge. It keeps its antibodies in a locker, just like you have money on a bank. You don't go around throwing your money out of your pockets. You get the money out of the bank when you need it. And that's what happens to the immune system. And wonderfully enough, another publication coming from Denmark, another one, showed that true infections with this SARS-CoV-2 do exactly the same, meaning that everyone who has had an infection, even if he's asymptomatic, you know, no symptoms, the virus just gets into your throat, multiplies a bit, and gets thrown out again. But even then, the immune system responds by making IgG and IgA antibodies, meaning that you have the money on the back. This means, dear fellow citizens, that the herd immunity is already present, but kept under lock and key like a treasure.
Now, it's important you understand this so that you understand the dangerous part. Understanding this is understanding how your immune system works, is basically how they could be messing with your immune system, even if it's not on purpose, folks. Let's say it's by accident. Just pretend this part that you're watching is by accident. The point is, this is experimental, and you're going to find out that Dr. Bhakti is going to talk about how getting multiple jabs is going to cause your blood cells to do something that's never been seen before in science ever. And you can't accurately predict then what's going to happen, but you can make logical assumptions, which I will do. I don't think he goes into very many assumptions, but I will make those logical assumptions of what can happen, at least one major logical assumption. This is very important. This is the bad stuff.
Let me tell you something very, very alarming. So alarming that this piece of news is just as important as the good piece of news. And this comes also from the publications that have just appeared. So we'll go back to this chart here. And I told you, the vaccinated, they found that the IgG and IgA antibodies came immediately. Then they waited for another 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and then they gave the people a second shot. What did they see? They saw that the IgG and IgA levels immediately continued to rise, which is what a booster is supposed to do. However, now listen very carefully. Look at this. This is a vessel wall. This is your blood. It is now known that the genes that are injected into your body will enter the bloodstream, and it is absolutely certain now that these genes are going to enter the cells that line the vessel wall.
Hold on. This is super important. And he's saying it's absolutely certain because, remember, you're getting gene therapy. You are not getting an old-style vaccine. You have to know this. What they're injecting you with is not to inform your immune system like other vaccines, and then your immune system automatically recognizes this. This changes and manipulates the blood cell walls. This is huge to understand. This is why we're saying this is a Frankenstein experimental so-called vaccine that doesn't even qualify to be defined as a vaccine. They call it a vaccine. It doesn't even meet the definition of a true vaccine. So you're being experimented on, and this is what's happening to your blood cells. Understand, you might be okay after one shot. Even if this occurs in the first shot, you'll see.
Because these are the cells that they contact. Now, what happens when the cells that line the vessel walls begin to produce these spikes? The spikes will then be produced by the cell and protrude from the cell surface into the bloodstream.
All right, let me pause it there. The spikes. He's talking about the spike protein. Everyone's heard of the spike protein, but they never talk about the danger of the spike protein on the blood cell walls. This is something that Dr. Bhakti warned about, that he thought could be something that happens. Now he's saying he knows for sure it is happening. Now, if you get the first shot and you only get the spike proteins in some of your cells, look, that would be bad. If you already have blood conditions where you're already susceptible to a blood clot, remember, you get a spike that comes through your cell, that will make it easier for, guess what, blood clots to happen. And that's why you probably heard of people getting strokes or dying of heart attacks or heart conditions, people that may be already susceptible. But if you're in really good health and you just get the jab, maybe this doesn't happen to you right away. I don't know if these spikes stay there permanently. I never know if these things are 100% permanent or not. I don't think they know, because we've never seen this before. But understand, that's the spike protein sticking out. Imagine your vein, basically your tubes for your blood to flow through, but now you're getting spikes. That can't be good. And they know for sure that's happening.
Warren. All right. Now, these cells are going to be recognized by your lymphocytes that have born or given to you by the dear Lord to kill those cells that are making the virus or the virus protein, any virus protein. So these lymphocytes are going to mount the attack on your vessel walls. This is the first way towards clot formation that, as we know, is happening all over the place, all over the world. Now, at the beginning, after the first vaccination, this danger is bad and is already terrible in itself. If your killer lymphocytes start trying to kill you, but at that time, during the first 7 to 10 days, there are still no antibodies. There are not yet any antibodies. However, after 3 or 4 weeks, there are masses of antibodies all over the place in your blood. And if you dare to repeat this performance and start to put those spikes out into your blood, God help you. Because now, not only the killer lymphocytes are going to attack, antibodies and complement and leukocytes are also going to attack, thinking that your cells that are producing these spikes are bacteria. And they are going to try to eat your vessel wall cells. Now, this attack of the Air Force and the Navy on a single cell target has never been seen before. There is no situation, because either you're combating a virus or you're combating a bacteria. Mixed infections that go through the body are actually virtually unknown. So we have the unique situation that has been created by the vaccination that is, in a way, extremely interesting, because no one knows what the outcome will be. However, the vision is so horrible and so awful and terrifying that I myself don't really want to know the answer, and I don't want this answer to become known. I want you to decide to not take the second shot. Not only the second shot, but any shot thereafter is going to place your life in danger. That is what I'm convinced of now, especially because of the publications that have just appeared.
Folks, and he's proven that you don't need to get those shots, because you already should have, especially if you've gotten the first shot, if you've really gotten the antibodies, then your body will already have the antibodies. There's no need to do this to yourself. But we're going to find out what, something we've never seen before, we're going to find out. Why? Because the spike proteins attaching themselves to the blood cells on the wall, the spike protein is the same protein that the viruses that a virus has that your immune system wants to attack. Basically, what we're saying is this. The vaccines can eventually get your own immune system to eat away at the blood cell lining that you have created by your blood cells. It could cause it to eat it away, which would be a very delayed reaction. We don't know if this is going to happen. If it doesn't eat away and they say, oh, that's not going to happen, well, then the spikes will stick out and stay there because your body hasn't taken those spikes away to get rid of it. And if the spikes stick out, then you're susceptible to blood clotting. Either way, I don't see a good outcome. Either way, I also see delayed effect, meaning this could take a long time for people to have that symptom. But when you start seeing a bunch of 35-year-olds having record amounts of heart attacks or seizures or brain aneurysms or any type of aneurysm, if there is a spike in people in their 30s who didn't have pre-existing conditions, then you'll know for sure. But is this something that only affects people who have pre-existing conditions? Is it a way to hurt people and wipe out the people so that they don't sit in hospitals forever and they're just, boom, taken out right away? I don't know. Dr. Bhakti doesn't know. Here's the thing. They don't know for sure what's going to happen. What they do know is if they don't get the vaccines over and over again but tell you to, they'll be fine and they can watch to see what happens to you. That is a guarantee. If this can't happen to you if you're not getting vaccinated. This can only happen to you if you're getting the vaccines. So, you decide, do you want to be experimented on? Do you want to continue to be experimented on so the elites who did all of this, the globalists, can sit back and watch for whatever reasons they have? Lots of people have theories into their reasons. It could simply just be they're just evil. Some people don't understand it can be as simple as that. Why was Hitler evil? Why did Hitler do the things that he did? Why did so many people with him do the things that the Nazis did? Does it really even have to be a why? Maybe they're just evil and they liked it. It was just fun for them. They wanted to see what they could do. Power, control, greed. Simple motives. Nothing complicated. Evil. I don't know, but I give you this information. They will definitely not want this video to spread. The globalists, they will do everything. I mean, it's not like I'm already banned on almost everything. LinkedIn, I take it as an honor. Even LinkedIn banned me. That's how awesome I am. And seriously, I take it as a badge of honor. I look at other people and say, oh yeah, well, did LinkedIn even ban you? Because I got banned by even LinkedIn, let alone Twitter and everybody else. Oh, folks, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. Put your faith in Jesus, and you don't have to be scared. I love you guys. That's why I told you that. Check out The New American. Go to thenewamerican.com. Have you gone? Go. See ya! Hey guys, have you ever checked out the Daniel Natal show at thenewamerican.com? If you haven't, you need to. It's very highly intellectual. It's very unique in the way that it comes at the issues of the day. I mean, when I say highly intellectual, what I'm saying is of course, if you put me and Daniel in the same room, Daniel's the smartest guy in the room. Daniel's probably the smartest guy in the room in almost most rooms that he enters. So check out the Daniel Natal show. It is really cool. You will like it. Check it out at thenewamerican.com.